Welcome to the latest Callum podcast. Today we are digging into a fascinating piece of research, the Callum blog post titled Corporate DB Plan Risk: What We Know in 2025, What It Means. And if you are sitting on a defined benefit plan board or managing the staff right now, you've probably been feeling pretty good about the numbers lately.
Oh, absolutely. It really has been a victory lap for the industry. I mean, if you look at the last few years, we saw a literal perfect storm of favorable conditions. Since 2020, discount rates shot up, which drove liability values down. At the exact same time, the S&P
S&P 500 just tore it up, gaining over 90% through September 2025.
And usually the market only gives you one of those gifts at a time. Getting both is incredibly rare. The stats in the Callan blog post are actually staggering. 90% of Callan's corporate DB clients saw funded ratios improve or stay flat, with the median jumping from 91% all the way up to 108%.
So, statistically speaking, most plans are now overfunded. But this deep dive isn't just about celebrating the surplus, it's really about a very specific challenge that arises regarding your fixed income allocations.
Exactly, because when funded status improves that dramatically, plans naturally move down their glide path, that preset schedule where you sell stocks and buy bonds to lock in those gains.
Yeah, and the post notes about 50% of clients are now within 5% of their terminal point, basically the finish line of that de-risking journey. Consequently, median fixed income allocations rose by about 10 percentage points to nearly 70%.
They did. And so interest rate hedge ratios naturally improved along with that. Underhedged plans moved higher, and fully hedged plans generally maintain their position without drifting into excessive territory. But here is the critical pivot. The generous environment led to higher fixed income allocations overall, but plans must now be incredibly thoughtful about duration so they don't become overhedged.
Which is an interesting concept because usually we just think of bonds as the safe haven.
Yeah.
But the nuance here is you can actually overshoot the mark.
You really can. It comes down to duration, which is how sensitive your assets and liabilities are to interest rate changes. Think about the liabilities first. For many of these plans, the participant population is aging and benefit payments are accelerating. That means the duration of the plan's liability is actually shortening.
The target is essentially moving closer.
Exactly. But historically, plans often use ultra-long duration assets to match their liabilities. Things like strips, those zero coupon treasuries.
Right.
And if you hold on to those ultra long strips while your liability duration is shrinking, those assets start working too hard. If rates move, your assets might swing much more violently than your liabilities actually do. You end up with a duration mismatch where your assets are much longer than the debt they are supposed to cover.
So the old set it and forget it strategy just completely fails here. You can't just pile into fixed income without adjusting the composition.
Correct. The solution the post suggests is right-sizing the risk. Plan sponsors are shifting away from those ultra-long constructions toward balanced, intermediate-focused sub-asset class mixes.
Okay, so you are basically shortening the asset timeline to match the shorter timeline of the payouts.
Yes. This right-sizing allows plans to stay aligned with their shorting liabilities. It helps them maintain appropriate hedge ratios without that unintentional over-hedging. It's a deliberate move from the long end of the curve right to the middle.
It sounds like the driver of success for 2025 isn't just the overall asset allocation size anymore. It's the sub-asset class construction.
That is the main takeaway. Rising funded ratios do not guarantee optimal positioning. You have to be proactive about recalibrating to ensure you don't turn a massive funding win into a duration problem.
Which leaves us with a really big question for the future. As more plans reach fully funded status and equity risks subside, will we see a standardizing of intermediate allocations across the entire industry? Or will completely new duration mismatches emerge that we haven't even anticipated yet?
That is exactly the question board members should be asking. The liabilities never stop evolving, so your strategy can't either.
Definitely something to chew on. Well, that's it for this deep dive into the Callan blog post. Thanks for listening to the podcast.